In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Even the demons themselves confess who Jesus Christ was whenever they encountered him. Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy One of God. But they made this confession not out of faith or love, but they made this confession purely out of fear and in spite of our Lord. Nevertheless, the authority of Jesus Christ prevails over these demons, those fallen angels, and he casts them out of the man in the synagogue in the gospel today, showing himself as the Lord and the King of all, as one who speaks with authority, which all of the people marveled at who witnessed this miracle today. In our day and age, we know that there are many unclean spirits which pervade and permeate our society. Our culture has been poisoned by the glorification and the normalization of sin and vice. Take, for example, the erroneous idea of moral relativism, in which the truth of the rightness and wrongness of human acts is left to a purely subjective viewpoint. We know that Christian ideals and values are held in very little esteem. Whenever the Catholic Church publicly states the true teaching on moral issues such as abortion, contraception, marriage as being between one man and one woman, the freedom of religion, and so forth, the media and much of society sneers at us, stating that we aren't with the times and other similar phrases that they might use. These are the attitudes that are reflected by the Roman Empire of old and other empires throughout history which have persecuted Christians and put many Christians to death in the past, mocking them for bowing down to this Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy One of God. But I would like to ask, where are those empires now? The best means, brothers and sisters, to combat a culture that is steeped in immorality and moral relativism is living out the gift of our Christianity faithfully, unashamedly, and without surrendering to the demands of our culture and our society, no matter what the cost may be. The determined practice of Christian virtue in raising our children and our grandchildren to do the same is what is going to help us to reclaim a Christian culture. Virtue, that is, the habitual and firm disposition to do the good, is not a prominent theme in our society today, and it's time that we, especially as Christians, started living that again. In light of the gospel that we hear today, I think it's important for us to certainly look at our own relationship with our blessed Lord, with Jesus Christ, and ask ourselves the question, do I merely acknowledge Christ as the Holy One of God? Do I merely acknowledge him as the Holy One of God? Or rather, do I profess and believe Jesus Christ to be the Holy One of God and live my life by that very truth? You see, in the gospel that we just heard, the demon acknowledged who Jesus Christ was. He acknowledged him, but he did not do so out of love. The saints throughout the history of the church did not merely acknowledge Jesus Christ to be the Holy One of God. They didn't just give our Lord lip service and check off the boxes. But rather, they turned that acknowledgement into radically witnessing to Christ by their very lives. And they lived their lives out of love for him. Now we know that not all of the saints started out well, but all of them ended well. And that is what we celebrate about their lives, the mercy of God working in and through them. Our gospel today tells us that the crowds marveled at the authority of Jesus. They marveled at his authority over these demons. And so it's good to ask the question, is Jesus Christ the authority in our lives? Is Jesus Christ the authority in our lives? Do we place him and his Catholic Church, his bride, as the authority of our household and of our very lives? And certainly we do not do so looking upon our Lord as a dictator or a tyrant, but we look upon him as truly the King of love. We must remember, brothers and sisters, there is a difference between authority and control. Authority, if it is legitimate, is carried out with the desire for the true good of its subjects, and we should certainly respect legitimate authority and legitimate acts of authority. But control, on the other hand, is to misleadingly use one's powers and to abuse those powers to get those under their authority to do whatever they want them to do, even if it be immoral. Authority, whenever it is practiced properly, is done out of love for one's subjects, while control is used for one's selfish purposes and self-love. Our Lord, whom has power and dominion over all things, exercises an authority, not a control, but an authority, we say, that is based in divine love. He truly knows and wants what is best for us, namely the gift of heaven, eternal life with him. And we in humility submit to his kingly reign as his children, and we seek to serve him in love in this life so as to spend eternity with him in the life that is to come. He is not, even though he has control over all things, being who he is, being God, but he is not the dictator nor the tyrant of control. He is rather the king of love. God doesn't want to control us. He wants to love us, and he has loved us. And our response should be, in response to his love, our response should be love and fidelity to him. The season of Lent will soon be upon us, just a couple of weeks away. And now, brothers and sisters, now is the time for us to be preparing for this holy penitential season. So what are some of the practices that we are going to take upon ourselves during this season of Lent? What are those things that we struggle with? What sins, what vices, what lack of love? What maybe areas of our prayer life have we slacked off in that we need to work on, that we need to overcome, and thus truly profess and believe that Jesus Christ is the Holy One of God? What will your practices for the Lenten season be this year? You know, if we treat Lent like an annual weight loss program, then we're totally and entirely missing the point. If we're going through Lent just giving up things, but we're not doing anything to increase our faith and our relationship with Christ, then we're missing the entire point of our Lenten journey. So let us certainly take this to prayer. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, she who carried the Holy One of God in her womb and bore us the Savior of the world, let us ask her to guide us and to help us to make this coming Lent the holiest and the most sanctifying yet. And as we do so, let us be able to say with the fullness of our heart, as we pursue that deeper relationship with our Lord, as we pursue the life of heaven, let us say to our blessed Lord, yes, Lord, I do believe that you are the Holy One of God, the one who has come into the world. I believe that you are the way, the truth, and the life, that you are my true fulfillment and happiness. And Lord, please help me to live accordingly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.